Welcome to the Golden Lady Podcast. It's me, the Golden Lady. Today, I want to talk about It's You. It's You. Again, please excuse my throat. I'm still recovering over losing my voice. So, whenever you want to do something, we tend to throw out blame and complain about what we're doing. You have these goals. You set them for yourself. And sometimes you get lazy or you come up with something that justifies as to why you don't want to do it. But I want you to know it's nobody else, it's you. Even if you have to wait on someone else before you can proceed, you need to stay on that person because this is your life, this is your goal. This is what you want to do. You made the choice. So no matter what it is, you have to put in the work. And in order to put in the work, you have to put in the time. And sometimes we may complain, oh, I had to work 10 hours yesterday, or I was driving all around yesterday. I'm so tired. But there's always something you can do. Now, don't get me wrong. You still have time. Have to care for yourself. Don't overdo it. Don't burn out. But I'm talking about when you're on the lazy side of the spectrum, when you choose to do other things, when you could have been doing things that help you make progress towards your goal. When you do this, it doesn't help you improve. It doesn't push you forward, and you're wasting time. That's the only thing we can't get back is time. We can get money back, we can get clothes back, we can get cars back, but we can't get back time. Just think of all the days in your life where you spent time just doing nothing. And you wonder why you're in the place where you are now. Now again, I'm not saying just overdo it. Some people work that way. But all I'm saying is be consistent and stop giving yourself excuses. It's you. No one else is stopping you. I encourage you to make the right choice, to make the right decision about your life. Nobody's going to come save you. Nobody's going to come and push you and make you do it. This is purely on you. So the older you become, you won't regret that you didn't try it or that you didn't step out and do it a little sooner, or you're ashamed because you're still in the same place 20 years or you're still in the same place that you were 20 years ago. It's you. So let's stop the blaming and complaining and let's get to it. Read those books. Finish the project. Finish that step. It's going to put you closer. Do those things. If you're like me, I like to do things first thing in the morning and get them out the way. And then I have my family time and my personal time towards the end of the day because I know I get tired towards the end of the day and I'm not going to want to do anything and I won't be as productive. I'm my best in the morning. So I try to do all of the essential things that I need to do first thing when I wake up. So, figure out when your best time is. Let's get it together and let's continue to push towards our goals. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Golden Lady and subscribe to The Golden Lady Podcast. Check me out on my website, thegoldenlady.com. That's GOALDEN. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep it moving.